Hello, everybody. Welcome to Bob Sique's Questionable Behavior. I'm Brooks Warman, and joining me, as always, is Bob Sique here today.
Hola, por favor.
Hola, as they say in French, the language of love.
Indeed, indeed it is.
We got a big week here in Florida, Rob, and let me tell you what it is. We got College Game Day coming to UCF.
A furrow?
Oh yeah, we got Kirk Herbstreit, who's been running his mouth about UCF all year. He's been saying that Fresno State's better, this and that, and so it's 11 versus UCF is 11. Cincinnati is 24. And we're looking for a good one. It's on 9-0 versus 8-1.
Are you cats? You cats are undefeated?
Undefeated.
Oh, shoot. How aren't you though? Well, I mean, I guess I could give Alabama the edge, but barely. How are you not number two then?
We really should be because last year we beat Auburn in our bowl game to win the Peach Bowl. So like we are pretty legitimate. They just our opponents in our conference, they're just not getting the love. Here we are.
I'm going to be honest. I'm really worried about the Packers drafting Tua Tungava, Tua, I don't know how to say his last name. Tua from Alabama. I'm worried about it. I see it happening and I'm scared.
I don't know if his skills transfer.
Yeah, well, he's pretty good right now. So if they do, we're effed. Oh.
He'll get drafted. There's no
Yeah.
doubt about that.
He'll probably be, well, I mean, I guess it depends how next year goes, but if there was a draft this year, he'd be the first overall pick. I almost guarantee it. Maybe that boasts a kid, but
It's tough to keep him out of it because, I mean, all the kid does is win.
literally,
Yeah,
that's all he's
so
done.
he's good. He's the best out there right now. Did
Sorry.
you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Brooks.
I was gonna say, did you catch Yair Rodriguez's knockout this weekend in
Oh, that was
UFC?
actually, I was totally going to ask you about that. That was crazy. He
Oh
zombied the
yeah.
zombie.
The Korean zombie's no joke. A lot of UFC fans forgot about him because he had to, like, I believe in South Korea you have to serve military time when regardless. So he went and served his military time and he came back. People forgot about him. Dude's a killer.
So you can do it
And
whenever you want. You don't have to do it during a certain point in your life.
I believe, like, there's an age. I think there's an age group. Like, you have to do it between this age and this age.
Ah,
So,
gotcha.
yeah. And yeah, he got, I mean, I with 1 second left, that's the crazy part. I mean, no time left on the clock and just gets hit with a backwards elbow that I didn't even think that could knock somebody out.
Yeah, no,
But
I didn't know what I saw when I saw it happen. I was like, what just happened? But I was really psyched about Cowboy, actually. That was my favorite part of the whole night. 'Cause that man is my favorite.
Donald Cerrone looked good, man. He took care of business versus Mike Perry, and he really should have. And that was a grudge match. Those guys trained at the same gym, and then when they were going to fight, the gym was like, "Nah, we want Mike Perry instead of you, Cowboy Cerrone. Get lost."
Jackson Wink, Winkle
Oh yeah,
Jackson or whatever.
Jackson Wink, and yeah, look how it turned out. Maybe they should have stuck with the Cowboy.
Yeah, probably. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And in other news, we had EDC this weekend here in Orlando. Dylan Francis was so lit that an actual fire broke out in the crowd.
That sounds really lit.
It was lit indeed. I walked to the stage and I was like, why is it shut down? Like, this is weird. And they're like, yeah, there was a fire in the
Jeez.
crowd. Which, speaking
Wait,
of
were you
fire,
there?
oh, yeah, I was there. It was really great. It was a good experience. They had tons of art everywhere.
So was that the end of the show, the Flames?
I don't know what it was from at all.
Well, no, it was over after that? Everyone left?
No, we went on, partied on, put the fire out, kept going.
Now that's lit.
Oh, yeah. Well, $200 a ticket. You know, ooh, I'm staying for the main event.
You better. I'm going to stay there and go on fire. Pay $200 to get in that bitch.
Yeah. But, well, did you hear about the forest fires in Southern California?
No, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
Oh, man. The first day, 35,000 acres were consumed. We're at 113,000 acres now, and that was on Monday. So,
yeah, it's a sad story.
We're not doing good with the Southern California. Those guys are living the dream, though. They got insurance.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, it's funny. Recruiter from Google was actually hitting me up this week. And, you know, once I kind of whiffed that, or, you know, heard about the fires and stuff, I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to live there, to be totally honest.
Not right now.
Yeah, not right now. And I don't know. I don't know if I really want to work at Google in general, to be totally honest with you.
There's pros and cons to it.
There's a lot of pros. There's a lot of them. But I just don't know if that's the direction I want to go in my life, to be totally frank. You know?
I hate to say selling your soul to Google when you do that, but I mean, yes. You're doing Google things every day, all day, no matter what, the Google way. And Google's pretty chill. You know, they're known for having like a great working environment, but you know,
I don't know if anyone this is true, but I've heard that if you die while you're working there, your family gets 75% of your salary forever. Maybe not forever, but a while.
Wow.
And if that's true, Jesus Christ. But
yeah, that would be pretty. Maybe, well, hey, maybe you should work there, Rob.
Well, I just got a new job. I'll fake your death. To be honest, and getting a job and finding a new job is such a pain in the ass. Going on interviews and talking to people and applying, and if you don't get anything, like if you don't get the job, it's fruitless labor. And you know, I'm not about that life.
Absolutely.
So I'm super happy with my current job. So I'm, you know, I told him I would do the interview, but then when she called me for the interview, I didn't even pick up. I was just like, oh, no, I don't want this. No, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. I'm. Oh God.
Living the dream. That's the real dream right there. Google calls you for an interview and you don't even pick up.
Oh my God, I'm watching like Chicago Med. Jesus Christ, I gotta turn this off. So much blood. This person's about to die for sure.
This is Chicago what?
Chicago Med.
I've never heard of it. What's it about?
Oh, I don't know. I was looking for the Bulls game, but I don't think I have it right now. So I accidentally turned on Chicago Med with the sound off. But it looks stupid. But you know, I was gonna say I'm really excited for football this week. There's a lot happening in football. The Bears are looking legit as fuck. Suck it, Packer fans.
Still sitting in first place?
Oh, stranglehold on first place. And if they beat the Vikes, they're even farther in first place, and the Vikes are even farther behind them. So this is a big game. I'm excited. Trubisky had the biggest game of his career last week. And, you know, I don't know where his ceiling is, what he's going to be, but he's playing fucking good. So I'm excited about it. And Aaron Rodgers is 34. So his time is, you know, it's going to be coming to an end eventually. I really believe that. And I'm sorry, Packer fans, but dude, you guys ruined that dude's career. Wrecked it.
One
Super Bowl for one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, arguably the greatest, and Tom Brady is the greatest. That's why I said.
And just tons of injuries. Tons of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, they just totally – Jesus Christ. They're so stupid.
Imagine if the 49ers just would have drafted him first.
Yeah, they've probably been kicking themselves in the ass for a long time from that. Speaking of them, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is hella overrated. I mean, granted, he didn't really get to do anything this year, but, I mean, I don't see anything last year that, like, really made me go, oh, my God, give this guy 100 or whatever millions of dollars they gave him.
Here's the thing where they kind of screwed up. It didn't work out for Matt Cassel, who was, you know, Brady's backup, who was supposed to be the next big thing. And it doesn't look like it's going to work out for him. They keep saying it's because, oh, he's got this the coach is great with quarterbacks and this and that. And I'm with you, man. I don't know if I'm buying it. It's really easy to be Tom Brady's backup.
Yep.
It's really easy to come in there when there's no pressure and you got, you know, Gronk, 6'7" monster catching the ball for you, and you got Bill Belichick telling you what to do. It's a whole nother story when you're expected to be the man, and, you know, he's wilding.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I kind of get why they gave him the money, because what are you going to do, just let him walk after – I mean, he traded a second-round pick, so it's really not that big of a deal. But I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet, to be totally honest with you. I'm definitely sold on Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to be he's already legit as fuck. Not going to be. He is. So, you know.
But imagine if the Bears would have drafted him.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that draft, the draft coverage pretty heavily on that one. And granted, I didn't watch I never watch a ton of college football just because there's too much and the players are different every year and I ain't got time for all that. But
no, exactly.
I mean, I don't think anybody thought he was going to be better than Trubisky and Watson. And right now he's looking better than everyone in the NFL except for Drew Brees. So, I mean, I'm happy for the Chiefs and Andy Reid. You know, that was the guy who drafted my boy Brooks. And for that, I will forever be his fan.
It was a big deal, and it meant a lot.
Yeah, it meant a lot.
It really did. Now, did you hear about big news in the NBA? Jimmy Butler now plays for the 76ers.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a clown. You heard what he said? He goes, I'm an incredible human being. It's like, dude, you just can't get enough of yourself, can you? You love yourself.
He really does.
And I got to be honest, arrogance is one of the least attractive qualities a human being can have. And yeah, he's great at basketball, but I mean, come on, man. Be humble, dude. Come on. Even LeBron's fucking humble to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron is cool. Infamous.
He calls himself incredible human being.
Yes.
I mean, come on, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I just think it's funny that everyone was like, oh, what's he doing? He was coming into practice, like, cussing out the coach, cussing out everyone on the team, telling them they were weak. Like, you need me to win. And, you know, the teams they were originally talking about trading him to was, like, the Nets, the the Mavericks.
Right.
And then they traded him to the Sixers, and it was like, they could win the championship this year.
We'll see. We'll see how that relationship goes, and somebody on the team's got to shoot the basketball. I don't know who's going to, but somebody needs to. I mean, JJ Redick can't take every shot.
They're definitely going to have to get to a point where they like Jimmy. Well, here's the thing: Jimmy Butler's going to have to be Jimmy Buckets again. He's going to have to be that player he was on the Bulls for those couple seasons, where he was just for some like. Killing it, yeah. Like making every shot, like playing great defense. I mean, it's going to have to be like no excuses, Jimmy Butler, not like, oh, you're making me play for the weak Timberwolves. Now you're on the one, I mean, arguably, you know, top three best teams in the NBA now. So
speaking of the Bulls, I'm trying to go to some Bulls games this year. For real.
Hey, man, it's a good year to go. You can probably get tickets for the right price.
That's what I'm saying. You know me, dude. That's what I'm all about. Because the Bears are gonna out of my price range right now. I think I'm not trying to drop all that coin to be cold, but the Bulls are not playing that good, and that means tickets are hella cheap.
You couldn't have expected much out of the Bulls this year.
I was expecting a little more from Jabari Parker.
Yeah, but we didn't give – oh, no, we signed him actually for a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, $20 million a year, dude.
Yeah.
He's getting paid the second – I mean, maybe he's – I don't know. Is he getting paid more than LaVine? I don't know if he is.
I don't know either. I have
no
clue.
He might be because I think LaVine got like a 4-year, $75 million deal. So it's close, but still,
him and LaVine are the two top
paid
LaVine's players.
Like top five in the league in scoring right now, and so when you think about that, it was a great deal for the Bulls. But I don't know, man. I was being a homer, hoping that he would be really good because I don't know. I remember hearing about him in high school, Red Simeon, and you know, he was kicking ass at Duke. And then I don't know, man. He had a couple really good years over in Milwaukee, but he like this year, dude. He looks like he's out of shape, and he's not the guy I thought he was gonna be. And maybe that's me being naive, but.
He never came back from the knee injury. That was the problem. He had the same thing kind of as Derrick Rose, where it's like, they, you know, great players, great talent, but it's, you know, the knee is a funny thing, and especially when you're, you know, driving off of it, shooting off of it, like, you need it to be working.
It's true. It's true, man.
You need knees. That's why we got them.
So, Brooks, what's new with you, bud? What's new in the world of the GOAT, the GOAT?
In the world of the GOAT, today was day one. And it was day one of comeback season. I was officially cleared yesterday to resume physical activities, just not contact. So I am getting ready to make my rugby comeback.
So you're running upstairs?
I ran a little bit today. Not as much as I wish I would have.
Still smoking those cigarettes, are you?
You know, cigars, they have full flavor. and you're not supposed to inhale cigars, so that's okay.
That is true.
Yeah. And then we're doing some Coach Bear-esque.
Oh, really?
Push-ups, abs, and squats. Nowhere close to, like, what Coach Bear made me do or us do.
Well, that bordered on abuse. But I actually was in the best shape of my life after that. Not going to lie.
I was really strong. Like, really strong and mentally, super mentally strong. And then mental strength, you know, it carries on, man.
It's true.
That's the beauty of mental strength. But yeah, I got the calendar out. I'm hoping who knows what the future has to lie, what team I'll play for. I got a couple in my head that I've looked at, and
intramural leagues?
These are like professional leagues, but they're really like semi-professional, because the guys aren't getting paid.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But there is one professional league in America, and there's a bunch overseas. And I have a very realistic chance, if I can get healthy, to play at a pretty high level. So I'm trying to just get going. I'd like to stay in America and play for the rugby league here, but you know, that's not how professional athletics work. You play for whoever offers you the most amount of money, so, or if they offer any money in the first place. So we'll see.
Well, that's cool, man. How's UCF? How do you like it there?
You know, UCF is great. They, I mean, really seem to care about their students more than I have ever had in another university. I mean, the dean and the head of my department are engaged in what we're doing all the time. They come in to see our presentations. You know, it's just great. And winning atmosphere, you know. They say athletics, you know, doesn't mean that much, but I think it carries over into how the campus kind of vibes.
Oh, totally, dude. Totally.
But you know, getting learning a lot, man. And figuring out what I'm gonna do. You know, data analytics isn't exactly it's very broad. You could do data analytics for a lot of different companies. And it kind of depends on what they need. So we'll see. I haven't looked at any jobs yet. I don't know. You know me and jobs.
Indeed, I do. Indeed.
Evidently, you're not allowed to barter with your boss. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, that's more of a one-way thing. Hey, I'm going to tell you to do this, and then you're going to do it.
I'm like, I think I'm going to go get stoned in the parking lot, but
see.
No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of getting stoned, Florida, great state, free delivery to your house for medical marijuana. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
These great people, you order, I mean, even at $18, it's at your house the next day.
Next day?
Next day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a pizza delivery.
Oh, no, I wish.
Like Grubhub.
And that would be dope. See, if somebody did that, they would make so much money, it's not even funny.
Yeah, and I don't mean to slander Grubhub, but they fucking suck, dude. Every time I order from that place, the food's cold. Every time, and it takes an hour and a half. No matter what. Uber Eats is on point with their deliveries. Sucks. No bueno.
Uber just seems to get things right, to be honest.
They do. They do seem to get certain things right. Their CEO apparently gets in arguments with people, but, you know, I'm mad at him because why would I be?
But, dang. People shouldn't try to argue with the CEO of Uber sometimes. What is he arguing with? Like, is it like not big deal stuff, or is it like
I don't remember what the argument was, but he was taking an Uber, and the driver was arguing with him about something. I don't really remember. I don't remember what it was about at all. So
he was probably right if he was arguing with one of his drivers about how to do something.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think it is, man, is it's probably, you know, there's so many Uber drivers out there now because it's so convenient. You know, if you're not in a major city, I doubt you can really make that much money doing it. And I mean, I know a lot of people that just drive out to Chicago to do it, especially for like Friday nights, Saturday nights, stuff like that.
Personally, I would never do it just because I'm not a big fan of like unguaranteed income like, but also then I have to pay into it, your company, and then hopefully I get money, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the idea of using my own car.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, I used to do it when I delivered food, but I mean, that's because I had to, I didn't have a choice, but which I'm sure a lot of Uber drivers are in that situation. Yeah. But I remember one time I got picked up by like this guy in a nice ass BMW. And, you know, I don't know his life, but I'm like, bro, maybe don't buy a car you can't afford. Maybe that's what you should do. But, and I feel comfortable saying that because he was a dick. He was taking shots at me in front of my girl.
Ooh.
I told him what I did for a living. And he was like, oh, you know, anything for a buck. I was like, no, something very specific that I went to college for.
Yeah.
Not anything for a buck, you fucking asshole. You're the one doing anything.
Yeah.
For me. Not me.
That's pretty funny.
Right? I was like, fuck you, man. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. So I'm in the freaking studio this weekend.
In the studio.
Yeah, we're at a Million Yen Studios. We're with my old roommate, Dan, the sound engineer. He's going to, you know, do what he does, engineering and recording us, and then he's going to mix up the tracks. He doesn't do mastering. So, but we're gonna do a single. We're going to do a test run with Danny, see how everything goes, and which I'm sure everything will go fine. And we're going to put together probably a 5-song EP, try to get that done by, I mean, I'd really like to have it recorded and mixed, well, at least recorded by February, and then get that mixed and out as soon as possible. And then the beauty of it is we're going to then take that EP, add to it. And, our goal is the full length out by Christmas next year. So that's our goal. The music's written, so it's really a matter of us getting in the studio and getting it done. But at the same time, our honest priority is just playing out and doing shows. So, and getting better in writing. But I'm excited. I'm really excited. You know, because I went to Chicago Recording Company with, you know, because I was taking those, I was in that jazz school for a little while. And at the end of the semester, we went there, Chicago Recording Company, and me and some of the other students got to just be on this track. And, dude, I don't mean, Million Yen is nice. It's not Chicago Recording Company. No offense, Million, you the best. But, dude, Chicago Recording Company is so legit. So, I mean, you walk in there. Well, first of all, I walked in, and there was, like, nobody in there, no front desk. I'm like, I don't know where to go, and I just hear over the speakers, hey, where are you going? And I'm like, well, God, I'm looking for my teacher's, you know, my teacher. And they're like, yeah, turn to your left, and there's an elevator, which there was. And I get in the elevator. I go up, go around the corner, and I'm like walking into a movie. You know, it's like, you know, wood grain, everything, separate rooms for the drums and the horns and the strings and huge, like, mixing board and all that shit, dude, with, like, food and snacks. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is inspiring, frankly.
Yeah, like what you dream of when you're a kid.
Everything I've ever dreamed of for my whole life. Yeah, so I'm gonna do everything I can to get back in there, but I imagine it's hella expensive. I didn't tell the teacher how, or I didn't ask the teacher how much, but judging from the tuition costs, it's probably expensive.
I feel you.
So, but yeah, man, I'm super super excited, and gonna try to get that out on Spotify ASAP, because it's gonna be a legit recording, real nice legit recording. So I'm excited.
And what can we expect? What story is being told here, or with this EP, or are we a little bit of everything?
Well, you know, I was listening to a interview with John Mayer one time, and he described not only his first record, but he said first records in general should be a sampler kit of what you're going to do for the rest of your career. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to be a lot different moving forward, just because, you know, me, I don't like to do the same shit over and over again. And we're all continuing to develop as musicians and learn new things and want to explore new and different things. But I mean, I would say it's really poppy rock and roll slash jam band in there a little bit. And I see us definitely going more in the direction of jam band, not straight up like Fish or Grateful Dead, which I love those guys, but that's, I think we're I just don't see us going full on in that direction. I could see us being a little more progressive. Yeah, man, but it's kind of like a lot of poppiness, you know, because I like pop music, and so I listen to pop music, and that's just how kind of my shit comes out. But yeah, I'm excited about it. And so we don't know. We don't know if we have all the tracks for the record done yet. That's the kind of the nice thing about the EP is we can take the five that were like, these are the best five undoubtedly, and we love them and we want them on the record. Record them, get them done. While that's happening, continue writing. You know, keep making new stuff. This might sound weird. You can tell me if I do sound weird, but I think I'm gonna rent a cabin for a week in February in Wisconsin. Very Bon Ivory. And just write and freaking bring my computer up there and my recording stuff and just put together some shit and just write night and day. Because I'm a nerd / dork, and that's what appeals to me in life.
I think that's a good idea. I think it helps you get the distractions away for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally just immerse yourself in it. That's, like I said, that's how Bon Iver wrote, I don't know what the record's called, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a huge Bon Iver guy, but I know the record was very successful. Bruce Springsteen wrote Nebraska like that, and I think that's one of his best records. And I love Bruce Springsteen. Just been getting into him lately, but he's phenomenal, and he wrote his record like that. I think he was going to just – he was just going to make use those as demos, because he recorded it like with a 4-track in the 80s or something. So, you know, it's not super high-def shit. But I think he got back and he was going to record them with his other band, the E Street Band. And he was just like, you know what? I like this. I'm going to just use this. And he put it out. So when I heard that, I was like, all right, I don't need anything or anyone to help me write. I just need to get my ass in a environment where I can focus and just put in some time and do it, you know. I'm not saying I'm Bruce Springsteen, but I can still rent a cabin and go there for a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to know what? Bruce Springsteen wasn't Bruce Springsteen until he was Bruce Springsteen. So
that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. I mean, I'm a little older than a lot of musicians when they like really kind of come out, but I'm not worried about it because my boy Chris Stapleton was older when he blew up. I mean, that man can sing like a motherfucker, but
yeah,
you know, there's a few people
I wouldn't worry about how old you like are, that, honestly, because there, yeah, mean, you look at somebody like Kurt Warner, you know, when did he make it into the NFL? So
Trudeau, he was bagging groceries.
He was bagging making groceries. $200 in a game in the AFL. So,
man, dude, that's putting it. Yeah. In. That's paying your fucking dues.
Yeah.
Going from that to Super Bowl MVP to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, dude. When so
people, and I'm not even playing sports. No,
don't quit on your dream if you believe in yourself, ever.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, well, you know, I got away from music for a long time, and, well, I wouldn't say I got away from it. Honestly, I would say that I never really had any confidence I could do it. I just did it because I liked it, and I loved it, and I mean, you remember when we were at North Park, and I was just playing guitar in my dorm for no reason other than I just wanted to, and I've been doing that for a while, and so now I'm like, you know what, man, I love to write code, but it doesn't light me on fire like playing guitar does. And I've actually found songwriting to be a really, really interesting / bizarre / introspective endeavor, you know, because it's not something you're like, I'm going to go write a song and it's going to be, sometimes they just happen and they come out of nowhere. And sometimes, you know, because I'll throw down some chords or something and I'll put it on a loop or just keep playing the same thing over and over and recording myself and just like singing random shit. And sometimes you like say something and you're like, wait, did I mean that? You know, like, what did I just say? Do I need to like re-examine that again? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, so I mean, it's been really fun, and it's just like I like it, you know, and it's just so I'm just really happy, and it's been freaking like 2 years almost since I've been kind of really gung ho about this again, and progress slowly but surely is being made. I'm actually trying to learn a little piano right now. I'm learning actually, when you texted me, I was learning Changes, that Tupac song. Because it's beautiful little piano piece, you know.
I didn't know you were a big Pac fan. I always took you more for a Biggie guy.
Well, I am more of a Biggie guy, but well, and the funny thing about that piano lick is it's not even actually a Tupac thing. That's a sample he borrowed.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, like that's a sample from a rock band. But, you know, I give him props because it was more popular with him than it was with the other band, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's piano kind of teaches you to see harmony a little bit, you know, because the sharps and flats are the black keys. So it's easier to just see when a note's a sharp, you know what I'm saying, or a flat. And it's just a nice way to break up the monotony of playing guitar for multiple hours every day, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. Kind of like maybe, you know, switching up your exercise, you know, your workout routine. You don't want to.
That's exactly what it is. It's like lifting instead of playing basketball or vice versa.
Yes.
You know, it's just some kind of working the same muscles, but getting to, you know, not do the same thing every single day. And I mean, I love playing guitar, but I don't. This whole thing has kind of been about not just being a guitar player, you know, because if I wanted to just be a guitar player, I would just play guitar, but I want to sing, and I'm getting better at singing. I'm still not good, but I'm getting better.
Yeah, I've noticed that you've gotten significantly better.
Oh, I've definitely gotten significantly, but I mean, that's not saying a lot because I was pretty rough when I started, dude, real rough. But, you know, it's amazing when you learn how to control your breathing and sing with your diaphragm.
Yeah.
How much better? Because I think a lot of people, they just like their throat gets all tight and they try to like reach for notes and shit. And especially with the men, because, you know, we have these deep voices, and a lot of the guys on popular music and radio have higher voices. You know, like there's not a lot of Johnny Cashes, you know, with those super deep voices. I mean, besides your like soul singer guys, but
sure.
You know, it's like I said, it's kind of a crazy journey, but I'm really liking where everything's going right now, and I'm really liking where the band's going. So it's just been a great part of a life, which is really what I was going for at the end of the day. You know, to me, it was like, do I feel comfortable dedicating to my life this thing? You know what I mean? Like, if this is what my life is, will I be happy and not have regrets when I die or I'm on my deathbed? And the answer is absolutely yes. And so, which is not, you know, because the coding, making apps and websites and stuff, I love doing it for money, but it's not how I want to define myself, frankly. And I had to figure it out. It's amazing when you're in a tough place in life, because I'd just gotten through that breakup that I was like, you know what, man? I'm doing this. I'm doing it.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah, it really does.
It gives you the boost you need, man. That's the same thing with me. I had a breakup, and I changed my name. So.
You did. Are you dating anyone right now?
Oh yeah, I have a girlfriend. She works at, she's in the Disney College program. And she just graduated from Purdue with a degree in industrial engineering, and she was the captain of the dance team there. So
Dang, dude.
She's pretty cool.
I didn't know that. That's sweet, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, when I met her, I was like, wait, what? All of these things you have? And she was like,
where did you meet her?
Bumble, dude.
Disney World?
Bumble. I was getting my swipes in.
Bro, that's funny. My buddy just, well, he just actually broke up with a girl he met on Tinder, but he was dating this girl from Tinder, too. That's hilarious. I know, I mean, a lot of guys our age, well, I mean, we're kind of different age, but a lot of people in their general vicinity of our age, the millennials, I guess you'd call them. Are you a millennial, technically?
Yeah, I think it's pre-2000.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so you're totally a millennial.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of people do that. Oh, that's awesome, dude.
So, yeah, it's pretty dope. I was like, I couldn't believe it, but I thought she was going to catfish me for sure. And then...
That's, I mean, that's how it feels. It's like, wait, so there's actually girls online looking for guys?
Yes.
What?
Yes, it was. It was great. And she's actually from Chicago originally, so
small world.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So how about you? You
already know, bro.
Living the dream. Living in Chicago with the lady.
Yeah, I mean, we're not living together, but I stayed with her this summer because, you know, I was trying to move to Nashville, but the universe wanted me to be in Chicago, and I see why now, so thank you, universe, I appreciate it. And I was trying to move to Nashville, so I didn't want to sign a lease, you know, so my old lease with Matt and Dan ended at like, we were out of there by like June 1st. And So I spent June, July with her. Well, the end of March, all of June, and then like the first half of July.
Okay.
And I got in here at July 15th. But I mean, I just, you know, here's the thing. We're great living together. I wanted us moving in together to be a very deliberate thing if that was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I didn't want it to be like, well, this is cheaper and I don't have anywhere else to live. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not how you want to move. And I've never lived deliberate, like been living with somebody else. And I also kind of want to just get my own place, you know, because I got like my music shit in here. I can crank on my amp whenever I want. And, you know, I have neighbors, but I'm on the top floor. So it's not an apartment building. It's like a 4-unit kind of townhouse deal.
Oh, nice.
And so it's, yeah, you should definitely come here once you get back in Chicago.
Oh, I will.
But yeah, so I mean, it's nice because it's got an extra room besides my bedroom that I have like, basically my studio. But you know, the other day it occurred to me, I saw this video of John Mayer, and it was a while ago. I don't know if you could tell, I'm a big John Mayer fan, but he just like had his amp and shit and guitars all over this living room, and I don't know if this was his house or like what, but I was like, yeah, why do I have all my shit in that one room? So I just like have it all over everywhere now. You know, I got my amps out here in the living room and my mics and my keyboard and shit. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm freaking, why would I just confine it in there? And it's just way bigger having it out in the, you know.
In the open.
Out in the open, and it's more comfortable, and, you know, it keeps it on top of my mind, too, you know what I mean?
No, definitely.
Because I got my amp, my guitars, and I got my goal board over there. You know me and my goals. So I got my goal dry erase board over in the corner here, just staring back at me all the time, so it's always top of mind. Got my songwriting goals, my guitar goals, my band goals, and then my long-term just goals, you know, finish EP March 1st, 2019, finish record Jan 1st, 2020. What else we got? Well, I'll give you guys those, Brooks. I'll share the rest of them with Brooks, but y'all gotta wait and see. When they manifest into reality, and then you'll know what they were.
All righty. Well,
there's some bigger ones on there too.
Well, how you feeling? I think we got a lot in today.
Hell yeah, boy. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, you know where to find us. Wednesday nights.
Talking about
this one's probably going to be out.
Sorry, go ahead.
This one's going to be out by like at the very latest 9 p.m. Central Standard. That's when you can expect these episodes. We're going to be back every week just talking shit, talking sports, talking music, talking girlfriends, whatever. Just podcasting, really.
True that.
If you want. True that. True that. You got anything for books? You got any dates? You got any spots you want to promote?
No. Just follow me on Instagram, The Real Bruce Warner. I only have like 300 followers, and it makes me sad. So
hit up my boy Brooks on Instagram. You can hit up me on Instagram if you want. It's at Robert CK. I'm never on that bitch, so don't count on me. But you can find me here on the podcast every week. My boy Bruce Warner, a.k.a. Brooks Warman, a.k.a. The GOAT, a.k.a. First Round Draft Pick.
Oh.
So go ahead, bud.
All righty. Well, thanks, guys. And hope to hear from you soon. And feel free, you know what? I'm going to add one more thing. Feel free to write in. I'm going to do something crazy.
Yes.
Going to put my email out there because I honestly don't care. Email me. I have like 5 different emails, so this will be an email I just use for this. Email me at, hold on, let me take what email. You know what? Screw it. We're just going to do Outlook. Email me at brookswarman@outlook.com. Put in the subject, Bob Seagay's
questionable behavior.
And we might even cover it on the show. You might even get your questionnaire live.
AKA, we will for sure answer it and answer it live.
Oh.
Well, live. Maybe there's some live stuff in the future. Maybe some YouTube in our life in the future. We'll see. There's cameras nowadays. We're in 2018. We could live stream it.
Not a bad idea. We got things in the works. We got big things coming, people.
Well, that's been it. We love you guys. We'll see you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.